All right, we are back for a long-awaited return.
Yeah, after our hiatus.
Yeah, we took some time to reflect, think about things.
It's important to take time off every once in a while as a creative person. You need to just rest and recuperate.
I think sometimes. I can speak for myself, but yeah, Sarah's right. As a creative person... And I'm not going to get into that. Anyways.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. All right. So we let Sarah write on the wall.
There's a whiteboard. I don't just write on. I'm not like a 3-year-old.
She's like a child.
No.
We let her write on the wall. And oh, man, I'm sick. Okay. So, yeah. Also, I've got a sore throat.
I don't. Sarah, I'm still sick, but I'm less sick.
Sarah is. looks like a dog. Okay. So, we usually pick a topic from the board, and one caught my attention today. It's, what would you do in different alien encounters? Now, Sarah, what prompted you to write that on the board?
I don't think you're going to like the answer, even if you like the question. Animorphs.
God damn it.
Yeah, I was just thinking, what would I do in that situation?
And what then, situation? What's the alien encounter? This is a different alien encounter. So
yeah,
describe
I know.
Set the scene for the first one.
Okay, well, all right. So imagine that you and four of your friends are...
I don't have that many friends. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe you did when you were 13. Okay. You're 13 years old.
Why am I 13?
Because this is the Animorph story. You want me to set the
that
scene?
Question doesn't say what would you do in the Animorphs. So what would you do? God damn it.
All right. So imagine that you are walking home from a movie after getting drunk and you see a light in the, like, you know where there's construction next to the public market?
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, okay.
I'm setting the stage for you.
Oh, okay.
So there's a construction site. You see a light there. You see crashing UFO. And you go investigate, and there's, like, this... Like,
that UFO's probably drunk. I don't want to deal with that.
You're not even going to go check it out? Oh, all right. So much for that encounter.
Wait, so you mean that nobody else saw this? It's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
In the middle of downtown Santa Barbara. I'm walking around, and then there's an alien crashes directly into that parking lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, like, make a big noise or anything? Wouldn't everybody be like, what the fuck was that? A meteor just crashed here? Wouldn't I be dead?
No, they would just think that it was like construction. And you were the only one who was there to see it. You and like those old people, but no one believes old people.
Yeah, that's why they get abused.
It's sad but true. That could be a podcast for another day.
Yeah, we don't need to hear about your wet dreams. Anyways, so go on.
So you go.
Okay, so let's... A fucking alien ship crashed. Did it crash or land?
It landed sloppily.
See, this is the thing about alien ships. When they land like that, one, you know they're on the run.
Yep.
Two, they're probably going to look for a body to, like, infest or something.
That's possible.
You don't want to be the first person to open the ship. You want to be, like, the third person to open the ship.
It's true.
So I'm by myself?
Yeah, it's just going to be you.
I went to a movie by myself and got drunk. This is a sad life.
Okay, you're out for a midnight jog.
I don't do...
It's a thought experiment.
All right, fine. I'm jogging along. I'd be like, I'm too tired for this shit. I hate jogging.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay, fine. So pretty much you're asking, the whole thing is just, what would you do if an alien ship landed next to the public market?
Crash lands and the creature inside needs your help because it's wounded.
How do I know this?
Psychic powers.
Okay, what would I do? I'd be like, what can I do for you?
Okay, good. So,
can he hear me? Does he know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When did he learn English?
Doesn't need to. He's got a translator. It's psychic.
Does he have a translator or is he psychic?
It's a translator chip, but it allows him to speak with you telepathically.
Did he develop the telepathy naturally or is it part of his technology?
Well, they don't have mouths. So yeah, that's how they communicate telepathically.
My God.
So I'm gonna like simplify this too, because
I feel like you're just telling me the story of
Animorphs. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna like change from that course though. The okay, tiniest go. Bit, because you need it changed. So this injured alien tells you that the reason he's injured is this other alien race are coming to invade Earth. They've like already been there. They've set up like a little headquarters, but like they're moving in the next human year.
Humans?
Human year.
Oh.
Earth year. So
what's a human year?
He offers you these powers. Like let's say that he offers you like psychic abilities, like telekinetic abilities, in order to fight these invading aliens.
I'd be like,
what do you
dude,
do with the powers? Like, do you choose to like? He dies.
Why did he die?
Right after, like, he gives you the powers. He tells you that like this alien force is coming in order to like enslave all the humans. All right,
first off, I'd be like, hey, buddy, there's a hospital like a mile away. One, two. I'd be like, why did you bring these assholes to our doorstep?
They were already here.
Well, then why did he? How did he get in?
Who?
This guy. I don't know his name. He didn't say his name. He just gave me powers.
How did he get in? Through the sky.
These aliens that are here, they don't have a way to shoot them down?
No, they've just set up.
Oh, they just got here.
Yeah.
Why couldn't this guy land like a normal person?
No, he was injured.
How did he get injured in a ship? I got to question his driving abilities.
Oh, no. He got attacked by another alien force. You know, the universe is a frightening place.
How big is the spaceship? He's getting injured when he's inside of it.
How big is it?
Can he walk around in it?
He can, like, sit up in it.
What's he injured by? Was it the crash that injured him?
Yeah.
So then why did he crash?
He got attacked by another alien force.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Okay, fine. Did you tell me what they look like?
They look like people because they like invasion of the body snatchers. They just take
then
over
I wouldn't
humans.
Want telekinesis. I'd want what's the one where you could read minds?
Telepathy.
I'd want that one because I'd listen to people and I'd say. You know, the guy who's like, man, I hate.
Would you rather have like the power to turn into animals?
No, I'd rather
That's
have telepathy.
No, you can't have telepathy. You can't know like what they are.
So I have to use telekinesis to kill people.
Basically, you can.
Why would being an animal be more useful?
That's just how like the canon is. I figured that you would like telekinesis better.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, so that's why I gave that to you. But you can't just have telepathy and know, like, who has been invaded and who hasn't. Stupid.
That would make the most sense. This fucking alien shows up to give you a power to help you fight this thing, and it's not the power that it's actually going to help you fight the thing.
It doesn't have that power. That's just biological.
Here, turn into a cat. That's not going to help me. Cats can't hold guns.
That's the technology they developed.
Okay, so let's go with telekinesis.
Yeah, that's what I decided.
What would I do?
So are you going to let... You have these powers, the alien has died, and these other aliens are invading. You can create a task force. You can, like, infect three other people with these powers, so you, like, actually have a chance if that's, like, helpful.
Or you can I wouldn't give my power to anybody.
All right, then you can just be the only one.
I mean, I'd create a task force. But I do it through my telepathy, like, out of fear.
You have telekinesis.
Telekinesis? I would fuck people up.
Okay.
And I'd establish, like, a little headquarters. And people would be like, don't fuck with him, he's crazy. I'd sleep behind, like, a like heavily locked door. Because they'd try to kill me while I was sleeping. Because they'd have fucking powers.
So you would show everyone that you have powers?
I'd show some people.
But you'd, like, make it known?
No, I wouldn't, like, advertise. But, like, I would... The way I'd... My recruitment strategy would be to, like, abuse people until they, like, don't have any options, you know? Like, if you had telekinesis, right? somebody tries to walk away, you just knock them over. You could mentally control people with that power, even through your like physical, because it'd be scary, right? Like, imagine you met somebody. And they're like, hey, you're going to help me fight these aliens. And we got to think about the greater good here, not the individual.
Right.
So you're like, no, I don't know who you are. You sound crazy. I'd be like, I mean, not me, this person would like then knocks you over, right? Just like telekinetically, you get knocked over, you get thrown on the ground. And he's like, no, you're going to help me or I'll kill you. And you'll be like, how are you going to kill me? Like, and then they keep flopping you around like a doll, right?
Why would they want my help?
I'm not saying that. Like, I wouldn't ask you, right? But I'm saying someone, and just you as a person, walking around, this telekinetic dude starts, like, saying, you got to help me do this thing or else I'm going to beat you up. Because you're not going to convince them that there's these aliens that look like people. That's not going to happen.
No, probably not.
Like, you'd have to be, like,
you'd have to prove it somehow.
Yeah. Be like, dude, this alien gave me telekinesis. They'd be like, you're nuts. And I'd be like, am I nuts? Push you over. Then they try to run away. And you're like, no. Or like, if, so here's the thing. Is like, if you try to do it peacefully, like, well, look, I can move this apple. They'd probably be like, damn, that guy's got powers. And they go tell people. I want them to be scared for their life. Mm-hmm. Of not, because what you need is cohesion in a fighting unit. And so that's what I would do. That's how I would recruit people.
And you would choose to fight the aliens?
Yeah. But I'd be fucking prepared because I'd have all these crazy fuckers that are scared of, like, disobeying me.
Where would you go to find these people?
Dude, I just find them on the street.
You just find people? I'm like, oh, you look big? Or, like, you, like, find hot women? Or how would you use it?
It'd be all of the above.
Everyone? Okay.
It'd be, like, whoever. Like, whoever I was just, like, had a whim. Like, whoever was, like, just that unlucky that they crossed my path and I decided that's what we were gonna like, what we were gonna do.
Can you like go out in public and start fucking with someone with your mind powers?
Yeah, I'd wait till they were kind of isolated.
So you're gonna go out in public and then stalk someone and then harass them with your mind powers.
You can find people that are no, it's not
this
like
this is creepy.
I know. Creep. Well, it's not like I would hold on. It's not like I would target somebody.
Oh, and you
then,
look good.
And then follow them till they're alone. It's more like I would just be walking around, and eventually I'd come across somebody that was walking around by themselves.
Oh, okay.
Midnight
jogs.
Yeah, night jogs. No, and then so what I would do then is just like probably quit my job because I'd be able to like create a network of support for mm-hmm. myself. And create like a local spy network. Now, as far as intelligence goes from that first alien that came, are those aliens local to here? Could they be anywhere in the world?
They could be anywhere.
Shit.
Yeah.
Telekinesis is such a shit power.
I know. They're all shit powers. Okay, what if you find just like some cute alien that's lost, like E.T.? Actually, I don't remember E.T.
I would decapitate.
Oh, you just kill it?
E.T. is so scary. I probably wouldn't even touch it. I'd run away.
That's true. Yeah, especially like if it looked like E.T.
If E.T. was outside right now, oh my God, I'd shit myself so and scary. I'd run. I'd grab that like toy lightsaber we have and I'd fucking beat it to death.
Oh, fucking walking callus. Ooh.
And if I had fucking telekinesis, I'd push it over.
Okay, well, that's a different scenario, so you don't have anything anymore.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that, like, the answer would be similar for, like, a signs-type encounter. You just beat them up.
I mean, I saw it in the movie.
Water.
If it was, like, signs, I'd throw water at them.
How would you know?
Because you just told me.
If it was like signs, I'd know it. And I'd throw water at them.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew this was signs as soon as I saw the aliens.
I could tell it was signs right when they told you it was going to be like signs.
I imagine a lot of these scenarios would just be you like beating them up. And then I grab the lightsaber and I beat the shit out of them.
Well, because aliens are stupid. Why don't they wear clothes? So, you
know, why don't they, right?
That's where Star Wars got it right.
It's weird they're all walking around nude. That's what I liked about Mass Effect 2. At least they're wearing like armor and stuff. They have like different looking genders.
Yeah. The aliens and science. Okay, so a bunch of aliens fucking came around here trying to like kidnap us.
Is that what they were doing?
That's what they were doing. You don't remember that?
No. I didn't know that they had like a point. Well, they were just harassing people. Cause
they're, they're just bored. Yeah. I'm going to fucking harass you. No.
They were doing stuff?
No. Oh my God. I can barely breathe and I'm so mad at you right now. Oh. What the fuck happened to my lungs?
You got sick, you fool.
Okay, so in Signs, the aliens come to Earth and they don't know what's happening most of the time. And they don't find out till the end that they're kidnapping people and taking them away.
Bunch of dicks.
Yeah. That, well, like,
how did they manage to do that? They can't even open doors.
Well, they can't open doors that are locked. You know, neither can I. But we still have cars.
It's true.
How did they make a car if they can't open a door? Well, come on, Sarah. Don't be lazy. Mentally lazy. Anyways, so the aliens at the end, they're like, oh, yeah, they're kidnapping people. Because they use their little... They, for some reason, they evolved the ability to kidnap. Like, it's like a little barb that comes out of their wrist. And then they, like, spray people and knock them out. And then they take them away. So I thought that there was going to be, like... My big question in that movie was, like, oh, where did those people wake up? They took, like, a buttload of people. Just like, fuck it, we're out.
That's weird.
They're probably, I mean...
I thought they were just, like, stealing cow blood and harassing people.
No, they're probably molesting them in space.
Oh, my God.
Because that's why they're all naked. They're, like, streaking around. Ooh. They're perverts. They're always, like, creepy. Like, you know, like...
They just,
I don't know if you've seen Signs, but they're always, like, looking at people. And then when they get caught, they, like, run away.
Oh, no.
Like, were you looking at me? Like, fuck no, I'm not looking at you. They run away.
So they just, they knock the people children. Out and then they like diddle them?
Well, first they take them to their ship. That's terrible. Then they go to space.
That's weird. That's a weird fetish to have, aliens.
I mean, not really. You know, people get bored. Aliens are people too.
Are they? I mean, they're nude all the time, but do they have genitals?
You need genitals to be a person? What about a eunuch?
What about a eunuch? What about it?
What about it? What are you talking about?
No.
That the last alien people. Encounter you want to talk about? Was he an alien?
Who?
It. I thought he was an alien.
Yeah, he was an alien spider.
He was like a crab?
He was a she, yeah.
She was a he?
No, she was a she. She was a space spider. And she was pregnant.
She was?
Yeah, that was the whole thing, is that she laid eggs and there were going to be more its. And so they had to go back into Derry and smash them.
Oh, okay.
Dancing the little spider babies.
So, what else is there?
What would you do in an it situation? Because I would just piss myself and die. I'd kill myself like a stand-in.
It wouldn't bother me.
Whew, it would bother me a lot.
Because Tim Curry is cool.
Yeah, no, that was... No, it's... Okay, imagine it is like a boggart. It turns into what you fear the most.
I would use that laughing spell on it.
You're not magic.
Boys.
You don't have a wand where you're going to point the lightsaber at it? It's ridiculous.
Wait, but I already know that it turns into the thing that I fear the most?
Yeah, I mean, afterwards you figure that out. But yeah, it turned into like scary stuff.
What if you're with multiple people? Do multiple people see different things? Or does it make an amalgam of what's scary for all of them?
Sometimes it changes in between them. But sometimes they just like see the same thing. Like when it was two of them, they just like both saw the werewolf. But, like, when all of them were trying to kill it at the very end, like, it didn't know what form to take, and it kept changing.
That's what I'd do. I'd bring people that were scared of things that are cute. Like, I'd find people who, like, had a legitimate fear of, like, marshmallows or something. Like, really, like...
That's so
like,
weird.
You know how there's, like, phobes that are, like, scared of stuff?
Yeah.
I'd go find a psychiatrist. I'd be like, hey, man, give me the most fucked up... Like, person that's scared of nothing, you know, like, the thing they're scared of the most is, like, a fucking puppy or something. Or like, autistic people, they're scared of emotions. I bring a bunch of autists
with me.
You're
just going to confuse it.
Yeah. Bring all these autistic people who can't deal with emotions, they can't look at people. Isn't that... I read that in a webcomic. I thought it was relevant. Anyways, so, like, maybe if there are people that are scared of like intimacy, I don't know. I'd bring those people with me, and then it would just like, what is it going to turn into, a pillow? Or it's going to turn into like a girlfriend that wants like commitment? Ah. I don't know. Yeah, and I'd be like, fuck this thing. Here's my lightsaber to the face.
And you'd beat it up with the lightsaber.
Yeah. All right. So that's why those people were stupid. One, they brought other people that were scared of stuff that's like actually scary. I know that like for the moment that I turned into the one thing that I was scared of, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm running away. But then I'd be like, wait, now it's turning into a puppy.
Yeah, this story is like a lot more nuanced than this scenario is allowing for.
I mean,
it didn't just like turn into what you thought was the most scary thing.
What else?
That was like an oversimplification. It turns into scary stuff.
Yeah, you know. Scary is relative.
You're not scared of anything. You wouldn't be scared of like some homeless dude with leprosy coming after you, trying to give you a blowjob, singing a song about trying to give you a blowjob.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, that happened.
I'd hit that person in the face. And then the face would fall off.
You should read it. It's a great book.
No, if some dude with leprosy was chasing me, I'd get a stick and I'd hit him with it.
What would you do if a werewolf was chasing you?
Werewolves aren't real. They're not scary. Werewolves are so dumb. What are you, a dog or a person? Make up your fucking mind, boy. Here, fetch. You're annoying me.
Like, throw a stick.
Yeah.
You'd get eaten.
No, because it's not real.
What would you do if you were Ripley?
An alien?
Yeah.
Masturbate.
What? Okay.
I don't know. If I was Ripley, I wouldn't. I wanted, what's a female orgasm feel? That's what I would do. I'd masturbate. All right, what would you do?
What if you were in Ripley's situation, you dummy?
You just asked me if I was Ripley, what would I do?
Who's autistic now? Mm.
I'd probably go rape somebody. You're on a spaceship. They can't get away. Implication. And Ripley's like 6 feet tall. She could do it.
Not inhabiting bodies.
You just literally asked me if I was Ripley, what would I do? You'll rape people and masturbate.
We're like talking about hypothetical situations. Okay, yeah. No, jump directly into like you are Ripley.
I like my version more.
Yeah, me too. It's funny. It's better than raping people.
Wait, what? No, I said I would do that.
As if you were like literally Ripley?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a spaceship.
All right.
She could do it.
It's true. No, yeah, women can rape people.
No, but she could do it forcibly.
What? She could.
She's a strong woman.
I've seen it.
Okay, in that situation, I mean, what else is there to do besides, like, hide? I would have... Well, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, I would have hidden. What about Predator? What about Predators?
One. I'd be confused at why I showed up there. Like, it's they true. Took, like, these crazy dudes... They took the time to pick up Mowgli from Santa Barbara, fucking get him into a space land just
You've
to be hunted.
You've got a reputation around these parts as a jungle boy. It was just a clerical error.
Are there girl predators?
I have no idea. You'd know better than me.
If there are, I guess I try to have sex. They're all wearing fishnets. It's
hard
to tell. Are they cuttlefish? I thought they were like squids or something.
Did that like get resolved? Because I thought they were just aliens. Like, no, they were other life forms. What does it mean that they're mollusks? Like,
they,
that like, would
not
just describe
them literally
also?
Them, but like they evolved from like clam-like beings.
Okay, so they're similar to.
Yeah,
all
right, of course.
That makes more sense.
Well, like, lots of aliens, I mean, are based on like other animals that we have here. Like E.T. is a prune or like a scrotum or something.
Prune ball.
And then there's like, name any alien and I'll give you an animal.
Well, the Avatar aliens are kitties.
Yeah, they're cats. The ones from Signs are chameleons because they change colors.
Ooh. They could be cuttlefish too.
No.
Well, they could.
No.
You're dumb.
You're dumber. Cuttlefish live in water. They die by water. Think about
it's
this.
It's ironic. M. Night twists everything.
He twists his career into a pretzel. Threw it away.
We need to see Split.
Oh, okay. So hold on. I kind of like the alien one. I would do... You know what she did at the end where she puts herself in a sleeping capsule and fucks off?
Yeah.
She did that at the beginning.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, fuck off in the beginning.
Or another one I would do is I would try to get the alien to go in there by stabbing one of my mates or whatever. You know?
You like lure it?
Yeah, lure it in there. Then do a forced close on it and jettison it.
See, that's how the predators would hear about you and then would capture you. They'd be like, oh, this...
No, that person's already injured. Fellow.
He's a badass dude.
Fine. So then I jettison myself off their planet. I don't know. I'd hang out. Morpheus is scary.
He wouldn't want to be friends with you. He'd probably rape you.
Well, I'd just be pissed at the predators. I'd be like, you guys are hunters, all right? You're supposed to be all these like fucking tribal like badasses. Why are you going to use a laser cannon? Why you got to kidnap people? This is like...
You're going to shame them?
Yeah. If I went to the pound and picked up a bunch of dogs to hunt, this is the equivalent of what the predators are doing.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like... That kind of sounds like fun.
No, I hate dogs.
That's why you'd hunt them.
No, I don't want to touch dogs.
You wouldn't touch them. You'd kill them.
I'm ambivalent towards dogs. It's a better... I don't hate them enough to kill them.
That's fair.
I just don't like... So... Yeah. So that's what I would... I'd be like... This is dumb. You guys are dumb. I put down my weapons if I had any.
When you get killed?
No, dude.
What if...
We don't have a weapon, they look at you and they're like, oh, it's not honorable.
What about the... Oh, no, I didn't see that.
What?
I didn't see District 9.
The cockroach people?
You explain it and then tell me what you would do.
Okay. District 9 is this movie about apartheid, where these aliens crash land in South Africa and they're refugees because their planet sucks. I forgot why, but they're refugees and they live in like these ghettos, like these slums. And then the government has them like quarantined.
They went to Africa of all places?
Yeah, they got fucked. They landed on the wrong continent.
They're kind of lucky they didn't land in the ocean.
And they're like, oh, they're called like lobster people. They call them lobsters, like it's derogatory language. And they're really mean to them. And I forget what the point was. Like, I just remember the setting. I don't remember what, like, the hero's narrative was. Uh-huh. It's something like they were going to try to, like, re-turn on their power source so their spaceship would work again, or I don't know.
So get rid of them?
No, like, the aliens are trying to, like, redo their power source. Anyways, they're all poor. They eat trash. Like, they're shitty. It was just this commentary on, like, apartheid.
Oh.
What would I do if those aliens... I wouldn't touch those aliens. I think sometimes people eat them. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't remember. There's nothing to do. They're all like poor.
You wouldn't hate crime them?
No.
Me either.
Poor aliens.
Yeah. You wouldn't march on Washington?
Washington didn't give a shit. They're in Africa.
It's true.
I'm not going to march on Africa. That place is big.
You wouldn't change your Facebook picture?
I know. I don't do that now. That's so stupid.
I know.
Like, okay, that's one thing I really don't like about, like, fucking social media nowadays. It's like when something bad happens and you change your Facebook page, like, that doesn't translate to actual support or anything. It's
confusing.
Like, it's a visual way of saying, like, I know that this happened and I'm acknowledging it.
That's virtue signaling. We were talking about that earlier.
I don't know what that means.
That's an example.
Could you explain it to our audience?
It's when you use specific language or, like, in the Facebook example, filters to signal to a certain group of people that you agree with them.
Is there something wrong about that? Or I don't get it.
No, it's like one of those, like how SJW is considered derogatory.
I mean...
Like, oh, you're showing other liberals that you're liberal is usually the way that it's used.
And I don't get it.
I know. That's how I usually see it. It's like, oh, you're white knighting, you're virtue signaling.
Is that a problem, though?
Some people. It seems disingenuous. Ow.
I don't get it. I get why it's a problem. I get why it's annoying.
Yeah. Well, being annoyed is the worst feeling.
But, like, if that's a really thing that, like, liberals have to talk about, like, well, you know, we talk... Is it, like, a liberal concern, or is it, like, the right-wing people that care about virtue signaling?
that the context that I've seen it in, it's always been like from more conservative, misogynistic mindsets. Like, oh, you're virtue signaling to liberals that you're liberal, which is a bad thing. And you don't really believe in these things. You're just trying to get laid. I don't think that that's like always the context. I don't think that that's like necessary for virtue signaling, but that's the context I always see it in. Because those are like,
where do you see this?
Reddit.
Reddit's big. Where in Reddit?
Red pill.
Okay.
Blue pill. Red pill talking about blue pill.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
What other alien encounters are there?
There's Cloverfield.
I don't remember that one.
It was just the space giant scary alien.
No.
It's like a big monster, like a Godzilla.
Can you talk to it?
No.
There's no point.
There's no point.
There's no point. What would I do?
You're I'd just walk away. Giant monsters. You just, yeah, okay.
I'd fucking walk away from
I'd
it.
I'd be like, scared.
Yeah, like, if fucking Godzilla was walking around, I wouldn't be like, what would you do? Oh, I'm going to get in a plane and fight him. I'm like, no, dude, I'd get the fuck out. I'd grab my MacBook. I put, like, my valuables, like, in a box or something so that if you get, like, smooshed, hopefully they get, like, covered and I can bury them out of the rubble. Pack a bag. You get the fuck out.
We need an earthquake preparedness bag.
Oh, no, we don't.
We do. We live in California right next to a fault.
Well, we're going to be in the ocean.
8.0 magnitude earthquakes.
Shut up. This is a boring podcast topic about how we need to be prepared for a fucking earthquake.
Not if the Rock were here.
We'll save the Rock talk for Johnny. Cloverfield, alien.
Gremlins.
Those weren't aliens.
They weren't.
They were gremlins.
Okay, they were homegrown Earth gremlins. All right.
You thought those were aliens?
Yeah, I thought they were from space.
Why?
I don't know. I don't remember that movie.
An old Chinese dude has a little cute Furby in a cage or something.
Yeah.
And he sells it to some kid or something. And he's like, don't let it take a bath.
Or like eat after midnight.
Yeah. And then he did. And then they turned into gremlins, which are mischievous little dudes.
Oh, I didn't know there was like an origin story for
gremlins.
Shut up.
Okay, shut up. Shut up. An alien. Pick an alien.
Grays.
What about them? Why? What's happening? What's going on?
I don't know. They like put stuff in your butt. I don't know. I've exhausted the aliens.
Okay, here I've got. And so, let me describe an alien scenario for you.
Okay.
All right. You're sleeping.
Yeah.
You wake up, but you can't move.
Oh.
Aliens. Or wait, hold on.
I'm just gonna think it's sleep.
Shut up.
Paralysis.
Yeah, of course you are. Hooded figures and weird figures are all around you, all around your bed. You notice it's not your bed. It's like your bed, but it's in a very large room with no walls. All you see is like the little bit of light that's around you. It's hitting you, the figures, and then behind them in all directions an inky blackness. All right. Now these figures are standing there. They each pull out a different type of strap-on.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say different type of dog.
No. Too easy. They don't have dogs in space. Shut up. But these strap-ons, they're not like human strap-ons. They're alien dicks.
Yeah.
Some of them are spiky. Some of them... or corkscrew shaped and metallic.
How do I know that they're strap-ons? They're just hooded figures, like
they're wearing them. They pull back the ropes. They pull back the ropes. Yeah, they're humanoid.
Okay.
I said standing, not.
I know. It's getting clear.
Okay, so, okay, so then they're all there, hanging out. I can only think of like three different types of strap-ons. But
they're in different colors.
No, like they're spiky. One's shaped like a human fist. It's the same size. It's like yours. And now what would you do?
I'd try to wiggle my foot.
Your foot starts wiggling.
And I'm not waking up?
No. You're in it for the long haul.
Probably just roll over and cry. I mean, I'm like, yeah, who are you guys? Ah.
They start laughing at you. They're alien cackle.
And I'd probably like cry and pee myself and get raped.
Their mouths are like lobster mouths.
Ew.
And when they laugh, it foams.
Gross. Do I like intuit they're laughing?
Yeah, they're going. Shut up. Oh, yes, you can intuit that they're laughing.
I'd try to, but I'm paralyzed.
No, you just wiggled your toe, right?
I'd try to get up.
You can get up.
And leave.
Where? They're literally surrounding you.
I'd try to go underneath them.
You're going to get on the floor and crawl?
Yeah.
That's what they've been waiting for. One of them grabs you. And inserts. Now you got a spike in your butt. Actually, this isn't even like what you would do. I'm just
what would happen to you. Okay. Hey, guess what's gonna happen to you?
All right, here's a okay, fine. How about this? Aliens abduct you, and they ask you to tell them about Earth. What would you say?
It's mostly covered in water. The people aren't very nice to each other. We kill a lot of the other stuff. It's a really pretty place. Good weather where I'm from. I don't know too much about it. What do they want to know? I mean, the Earth measurements aren't going to mean much to them, are they?
I mean, they've observed it.
Like, you got trees.
They're just trying to make first contact with the human. They want to learn about your culture.
Oh, so they want to know about humans.
Yeah, they just changed the subject because I got bored of you talking about your fucking.
Well, you asked about the planet. Like, humans are the only things there. We're not very nice to each other. We created stuff, money to trade for.
Yeah, we know what money is. We're aliens. We have money too. Oh. What are you, stupid? Yeah. Credits, come on.
Okay, humans are just like you. They're jaded and cynical and mean.
No, we brought you the superpower. Turn into any fucking animal you want.
Oh, cool.
Cheers.
Just for fun?
I don't know.
Oh, thanks.
I'm a fucking alien. What do I know?
Cool, thanks.
Stupid fucking power.
Are you leaving?
No, I'm getting drunk.
Aliens get drunk?
Yeah, the fucking space is big.
Can I come?
No.
Oh.
We only want people that are smart to come with us.
Why did you come stop by and talk to me? Are you talking to a lot of people?
It's a dare.
Oh, get out of here.
No, I'm going to vaporize you now.
What? You suck. You're the worst. That doesn't sound enjoyable at all.
Well, hold on a sec. Follow me. You can come with us.
I don't want to anymore. You're mean. And then I turn into a butterfly and leave.
I took the power back.
What? You're a dick.
You can turn into one animal.
Can I turn back into a human?
Yeah. But you can only turn into this one animal.
For how long?
The thing is, when you turn into it, you have to stay in that form for 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, it's like you can't turn back for 30 minutes.
Wow. I can be an animal for 30 minutes.
One animal that you don't get to choose.
That I don't get to choose?
No.
Okay, then which animal is it?
It's a sea slug.
Ugh. Gross. I don't want to turn into a sea slug ever.
Oh my god. Okay, so what if it. Oh my god. Okay.
I had 20 minutes later. What about this?
Here's an alien. He shows up and he is a giant sea slug. And he tells you that if you don't have sex with him, he's gonna destroy your family.
Just my family?
Yeah, he's smart. He's kind of telekinetic or telepathic. He knows that you wouldn't sleep with him to save the world.
What's his dick look like? What does sex entail?
I mean, fuck. Have you seen
some sea slug porn? first? I'm confused what he wants to do to me.
So out of his head, this like appendage comes out. So it's out.
Just like, oh. Yeah. Is he going to be okay that I don't have a penis?
But then he has two of them.
Why?
He knows aliens? Human physiology.
Well, is one going in my butt or in my mouth?
Oh. He's going to have a great time everywhere. But don't worry, he's self-lubricating.
My family's going to die.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck them, they're old.
Okay. Ugh. Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have sex with a big slug?
No, that's disgusting. No, my family can die. Fuck them. That's would they, gross.
Wait. Would Ugh. Anything motivate you to fuck a big Ugh, slug? Oh,
God, no. No. Only, like, something worse.
What's worse?
I don't know. I don't know yet. You'll have to think of it.
Okay, so a snail comes out.
Choose one or the other. A slug or a snail.
I don't know. How about this? You could either have sex with him with those weird, like, dick things that come out of him, or you have to cuddle with him for a whole night.
Oh, gross.
And he's going to cuddle you. Like, you know how snails, like, kind of, like, wrap onto the floor? He's gonna be the big spoon. He's going to wrap around you like this and, like, wiggle. Okay, so just to get your head around this.
Is he going to talk to me?
He's, like, a 7-foot tall slug.
Is he going to enjoy
he's
it?
About, yeah, he's lonely. He's been in space the whole time. Aww. He's like 3 feet wide and like 7 feet tall.
And he can talk?
And he can telekinetically, yeah.
But will he talk to me?
Probably.
Tell me about how lonely he is and what space is like.
I mean, I don't know. He might just be using you.
But he is enjoying it.
You might also feel...
He's not just some dumb slug who happens to be giant. He's a sentient creature.
Oh, he's a sentient creature, yeah.
Is he trolling me?
I don't know what his motivations are. These are just your choices.
But he's telling me that he's lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how long do I have to have sex with him for?
It's been a long time. He's probably going to want to go more than once. You know, he's
Ew,
been in space all the time.
That's not what we agreed on.
No, he said you have to have sex with him, not you have to have sex with him once.
If you let someone borrow $5
one
once.
Hour. He wants 1 hour of sex. Or.
Or a whole night of cuddling.
Whole night of cuddling.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'll have sex with him.
Okay. But you realize he's going to feel like each hole, right?
Yeah, I know. That's what you said. Like my eyes? Like each hole? Oh,
okay.
My God.
Okay, hold on a sec. So you're going to have sex with a 7-foot slug. That's like 3 feet wide. And he's going to just like lump on top of you and wiggle around. He's going to leave like purple slime all over you. And he's going to come. Oh. Like multiple times.
How will I even be able to tell? Like suddenly it'll be a little warmer?
Yeah, it's like yellow and pus like.
Oh, I don't like that at all. Then would I have to shower with him?
No.
Is he going to want to cuddle afterwards or is he just going to leave?
He might just fuck you for 10 minutes and cuddle the rest of the hour.
Oh, God. What a prick. Can I pee afterward?
Yeah. I don't care.
Can I pee on him? And try to kill him?
You're not into that.
Can I get salt?
No.
Kill him?
He's also telekinetic, so no.
Oh. All right. Then I guess I would have sex with a giant sea slug alien. I guess that's what would happen to me in that scenario.
Well, what you didn't know?
What?
Is that he's actually been working on gene splicing.
Am I pregnant?
Yep. Little slug humans. Three.
I'm aborting them. Well, you know, these things probably come out pretty easy. Like, you know, in The Fly, when she gives birth?
To larva?
Yeah. Like, at least it just, like, flew right out.
Yeah.
So, it's... Silver lining.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going
to
happen.
I'm donating those things to science. No, I'm donating two of them and I'm eating one of them.
No, you're not.
You don't want to eat part of it. He's going to come back? Oh, my God. This guy sucks.
Well, you already built a relationship with him.
Holy shit, no, it's not a relationship.
You've established, like, camaraderie.
No,
and
no. I'm going to fuck you for an hour or cuddle you for 7 hours. Not building a relationship with a giant slug.
He fucking talked to you. He enjoyed his time. He's going to come back to Earth. He says, you know what? Earth's not so bad.
I'm going to throw up all over him. I met Sarah.
He doesn't care. He's slimy.
Ew.
So, there you go. He'll take you to space court for killing a child.
Is he going to, like, pay me space money and alimony?
Dude, no. Because they've evolved beyond money.
So I have to take care of these slug babies.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he take them back? I don't want them.
He comes to visit them.
That's and not enough. And
do his tests.
That's not for that's science. Horrible. That is really crazy. I'd rather eat them.
He won't let you. If you eat them, you're going to go to space jail. You don't want to know who's in there.
I'm just going
to
kill
myself. Have you seen Orange is the New Black? And you can't.
I can't. He's going to like keep me from killing myself yeah. because these slug babies need a mom.
Yep.
But they don't need a dad.
In his culture, that's how it works.
This guy's a dick.
He's got other slug mamas to visit.
Oh my God. Are they other humans? Are they other like alien species? I don't know. He's just going around the
galaxy.
You're
the only human.
Stop things.
Getting jealous. You're the only human, okay?
The only human.
Yeah, so don't
he's
fret.
Got a bunch of other slug babies all around. He's yeah, doing experiments on.
This is a galactic
but
project.
He's a total creep. What an immoral bastard. Ugh. That's gross. Creepy, creepy, creep. There's an SVU episode like that.
So these little babies, what would you name them? Three of them.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No. Really? That's what you'd call them?
Yeah.
But you can't eat them. You know that, right?
I'd leave them in a creek.
They've already imprinted to you.
Ew. Well, they're slugs. How fast can they go?
They're psychic.
They'll just be able to find me.
They can
whenever.
Create emotional connections.
Oh, so I love them?
You have to.
That's horrible. But I guess good for me. Because then I'd be happy.
So these little slugs, they've got like little human mouths on the end of them.
Which end? Their face?
Their face. Their face end. And like the little two little holes for like a nose. And they got like human eyes at the end of like the little tentacles. And they've got like little nub arms.
And I'd spend like the rest of my days apologizing to them.
They're happy. They're cool.
They're happy. They're not happy. They're half me and they're half slug. They're not happy.
No, they're stoked. They got hobbies.
What are their hobbies? What, is one of them going to be a pilot?
Like baseball,
one of them's like a
something.
Little lifeguard?
No. Well.
One's a Girl Scout.
I mean, they can't join the Girl Scouts.
Because they don't have a sex? Because they're slugs? They're hermaphrodites? No,
they're not allowed to go to the bathroom in fucking North Carolina. What else is a good? That was a good alien encounter. What if? I like that one.
It's another. You just told me what's gonna happen.
You had a choice. You had a choice to cuddle or fuck.
What would cuddling have led to?
He would have started poking you.
Yeah. That's what
All right. Well, it's been a solid podcast. I think. So our takeaways, Sarah likes having sex with aliens.
Well, maybe.
What? Okay. Give us a quick 2 minutes.
Predator.
No, really?
Yeah.
What if he ate you out with that crazy mouth?
Ah, that'd be scary, but I'd do it. That's way more appealing than a giant sea slug or lobster mouth hooded figured strap on monsters.
You don't know what aliens will look like is all I'm saying.
I know.
It's a mystery of the universe.
I'd fuck Predator, probably.
Would you fuck E.T.?
No. E.T. doesn't have a dick. The E.T. finger me? No. That seems like it'd be rape.
I wonder if he could fix your period.
E.T.?
Yeah, you know he's like healing people with his finger?
Your period's not a disease.
What if you could end your period just like by rubbing it? Just like, ouch.
Cool. Then I'd let him finger me, I guess.
That long
I'd make him. Whichever.
You'd make him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that he probably wouldn't want to.
Well, yeah, nobody would want to. Trying to think of other aliens that... What about the aliens from Signs? Did you fuck those?
No. Those guys are dicks.
What about Independence Day aliens? They got all those tentacles.
Yeah. I mean, if they wanted to, I guess. It's not something I'm into.
All right, bang, so...
Bang like a Twi'lek. That'd be cool.
Have you seen the male ones?
Not all of them are fat.
Fat? What are you talking about?
The Twi'leks.
Oh, yeah.
They got the...
Yeah, no, yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like the women are always hot and the men are usually fat, but they're not always. Ooh, are the Turians? I like them. They're cool. Mass Effect.
Which ones are those?
Like Garrus was your friend. They have the like the face bones.
Garrus was your friend.
Yeah,
your friends are imaginary.
He was the squad mate. You could romance him, but I never did because I sucked.
You could actually... I thought that was your goal.
I know, but I fucked it up and I had sex with Thane instead.
Okay. Would you have sex with the Andalite dudes?
No, they're like horses. They're like centaurs.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Hands is two.
Oof, 2.5 feet. Horse cock.
I can't think of anything else. I think that's it.
All right.
All right, well, thank you for joining us on What Would You Do in Different Alien Encounters. We know what Sarah would do.
Get slut. Raped, apparently. And have slug babies.
And we know what I would do.
Beat it up with a lightsaber.
And, yeah, so thanks for joining. You guys have a good 3 months.
A good one. Until next
time. I'm
just
kidding. Probably, hopefully a week. But we're going to try to do these more often.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
See you next week.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuckaroos.
Fuckaroos? Sounds like a fucking kangaroo. Fuckaroo.